Okay, let's see. Our first prayer lead this morning is our Sister Vicky. Sister Vicky, are you ready to put some Christmas spirit in this prayer this morning?
Yes, yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Vicky. I'm praying from my location in Maple Heights, Ohio. Well, basically Cleveland, Ohio. Happy Christmas Eve to everyone. My prayer focus today is on Prince of Peace. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. He is the only one who can bring true peace, restoration, redemption, and reconciliation between us and God, and reconciliation between us and others. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today, thanking you for Jesus and your plan for us. Your plan for mankind through the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We repent for anything that we have done or entertain doing, which is out of your will for our life. We thank you for a new day, a day that we can purpose to follow your word, to try to get right with you, Lord. Forgive us when we haven't committed wholeheartedly to your commandments. Commandments to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Father, this is the time of year where at Christmas we celebrate Jesus' birth. God, you allowed him to come as a baby through woman to the world. He was fully human and fully divine at the same time. After the fall of Adam, Jesus was the only gift that could restore man's relationship with you, Father. God, you sent Jesus to bring victory. Victory. Someone needs to be muted. Sorry. God, you sent Jesus to bring victory over Satan and sin. Thank you for Jesus. Because of him, we are redeemed from our sins. Isaiah prophesied that he would come through the line of David, which took place through his birth. Through the word, Jesus told us why he came to earth. He said, I am come to call sinners. I am come representing my Father. I am come to do the will of God. I am come from him, and he sent me to you. I have come as a light to shine in this dark world. I have come to save the world. Thank you, Jesus, for coming. Hallelujah. Lord, Jesus is described in many ways. Jesus is Alpha and Omega because he was there with you before the beginning of the world. And he will return to judge when this world is over. The word says, through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. It was through Jesus' birth that you, God, came to be with us. He is the beloved Son in whom you are well pleased. He is the Redeemer for all who trust in him. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the price of death, to provide us access to eternal life with the Father. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is at the center of our peace, and he is the origin of peace. Isaiah foretold of Jesus, saying, For to us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Father, you knew that our peace would be affected by the things that we see and experience in this world. We know that we are not exempt from the troubles of this world as Christians. Sometimes our lack of faith and our sinful nature disrupts our peace. We are influenced by what we see and hear instead of our belief and faith. God, the violence and sinful nature of this world causes us to sometimes worry about what could happen to us, our children, our family members, and others we care about. Some are plagued with concern or worry about finances, health, jobs, family, or love relationships. Holy Spirit, remind us that we have you to lean on. Remind us of God's word. Remind us of his promises when we begin to fret or worry. Help us remember Jesus' words in John 14. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Lord, we know that that peace Jesus was talking about is that inner peace. Father God, you gave us other scriptures to encourage us in times when our peace is being challenged. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Philippians 4:6-7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And Psalm 29:11, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Lord, your word says that we could expect trials and tribulations. So we ask that as we go through these trials, you continue to provide a way out of those situations. Jesus is our source of inner peace. Guard and cover our minds and hearts with the blood of Jesus. Give us your strength, direction, discernment, and peace. We thank you in advance for peace of mind and a calm spirit. Father, when there is a storm brewing in our hearts, our minds, our home, our jobs, relationships, when there is fear and anxiety plaguing us, when there is doubt overwhelming us, we will call on Jesus. We will call on the Holy Spirit. We will trust that Jesus will speak, peace, be still, to our situations as he did when he rebuked the wind while on the boat with his disciples. Lord, as Jesus, the Prince of Peace, spoke, peace, be still, it was filled with power and authority. We're reminded that Jesus asked the disciples, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Lord, that is probably the question you are asking many of us today. Father, we do believe you. We trust your word, but we ask that you help our unbelief. I'm reminded, Lord, that you said you would keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Father, that means that every day we should purpose to think of your goodness. We should worship and give you praise for fulfilling your promise. Your promise that was given to all mankind was upheld by sending Jesus through the birth of a woman into the world. We thank you, Father, for Jesus' birth. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being the peace that comforts those who are grieving. The peace for those who are suffering from fear and anxiety and need mental clarity. Peace for those who are lonely. Peace for those who are dealing with health challenges. Peace to those who are struggling financially. Peace to those who need reassurance of your love and the love of family. Peace to those who are affected by mental health. Peace to those who are concerned about children and family members, including those who are praying about the salvation of their loved ones and those in backslidden condition. Peace, direction, and a way out for those who are in sinful situations that they find difficult to get out of. Give us peace as we wait on you, Lord, to answer the prayers and petitions of our hearts. Father, speak peace from the White House to our house. Lord, we know there will be no perfect peace until your return. But we ask that you cause the governmental leaders across the United States to experience a peace among themselves as they together govern the people. We pray for those who are impacted from war all across the world. Lord, Matthew says that we will hear wars and rumors of wars. But Father, we stand firm with you and ask that your people who are in these war-torn lands, people who are called by your name, will be blessed, saved, and covered in Jesus' name. Thank you for providing inner peace through the Holy Spirit. Even in the midst of the disturbances that are going on all around us in our personal lives, we will have peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, with the servant's heart, I recite a prayer of peace, a prayer that has impacted my life for years, and I pray that each person of his call will hear their hearts and will to be an instrument of your peace. Their prayer goes, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Father, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is dying that we are born to eternal life. As many of us celebrate the Christmas holiday, we will be mindful, of that Jesus should be the central focus of the day. May we share that not only was his birth a gift of life, but his death was also a gift of life, a gift of eternal life. May we find an opportunity to share with someone about the light, joy, forgiveness, and salvation that life through Jesus, the Prince of Peace, brings. Thank you, Father, for Jesus, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and everyone have a wonderful, blessed Christmas, and I turn it back over to the host.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Sister Vicki. Beautiful prayer on peace. We thank God for his peace, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jesus. Merry Christmas to those that have tuned in a little bit late. God bless you. This is Sister Keitha Jeffries, and we are celebrating Christ. This is the birth of Christ this season, and each and every one of us is inviting you to pray with us as we move through our prayer service, as we have our different prayer leads pray on their specific topics. We thank God for Sister Vicki starting us off this morning. Beautiful prayer. Okay, I wanted to remind you that, well, we know today is Christmas Eve, but remind you that Bishop had asked for those, that, the members that can sold the $300 for Christmas, to do so if you haven't already. And if you don't have it, just give what you can. But they are looking to bless the Children's Hospital. And we're going to ask that you keep your heart geared toward Christ, but keep your heart geared toward love and peace and spreading it abroad about what tomorrow is all about, what this season is all about. It's all about Jesus. And we thank each and every one of you for being on. Remember that we're always looking for prayer leads and hosts. We would like to hear some new people's voices on the line. And a lot of you are prayer. You know, you pray all the time. So join in. Call Pastor Lenore. And that number, again, is 216-475-6327. Even if it's only one day a month, whatever, twice a month, whatever, even if it's for 10 minutes, whatever, give her a call and let's pray and continue to support the ministry of God. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to our next prayer lead, Sister Mildred. Go ahead, Sister. Okay.
Good morning. Sister Mildred Lanier, and my prayer is Everlasting Father. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we honor you on this morning. Father, we lift you up in spirit and in truth, Father. Father, we praise you this morning for being the great creator, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords in our life, Father. Father, we pray this morning for a heart that seeks you, Father, obey you and serve you wherever and whenever your spirit leads us, oh God. Father, you are the Lord of our life. Continue to rule and reign in our heart, Father. Father, we are your people, and we come before you this morning. We lean on you this morning. Whether we're going through a good time, a bad time, or challenging time in our life, we surrender all to you on this morning, and we trust you, Father, because you are all you do is everlasting. Father, you are our everlasting God and the creator of all things on earth. Father, some of us are exhausted this morning. Some of us are just running on autopilot this morning. Some of us feel in survival mode at the end of the year, Father. Some of us have been through the year, and some of us have been victorious through the year. Father, some of you have given us victory through our finances, some of us through our health, God, covering our children, Father, speaking peace be still to emotional illness, peace be still to mental illness, peace be still to physical illness, Father. You have been victorious, and some of us are just grateful because life has just been good to us, Father. Father, we thank you on this morning, knowing that you are everlasting life. We thank you on this morning, knowing that you are your everlasting kindness, oh God. And no matter what state we are in this morning, Father, we know that you are in the midst, Father. You are a wonderful counselor. You are mighty God, and you are everlasting Father. And you are Prince of Peace. Lead us in the way of our hearts in the way of everlasting, oh God, as you search us on this morning, God. As you begin to just search us, God, as we reach out to you on this morning, reach out to your will for our life and reach out to your ways for our life, Father. For you we came into this world, and to you we leave, Father, because you are our everlasting Father. For the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord on this morning. Father, strengthen us this morning. Let us see your face, oh God. Let us see you, God, as we go into the end of the year, as we go over, God. We pray on this morning, oh God, that you keep us all, God. Keep us, Father. Keep us in spirit and in truth, God. Help us to acknowledge your ways in all we do, God. Bless us, Father, to walk in love, faith, and truth. Father, we thank you for your everlasting love, Father. We thank you for your plan and your purpose, oh God. We thank you for your ordained timing, your everlasting timing, oh God, on this morning. Father, direct our steps and the words that we speak, oh God. We know that we're not perfect, God. No one is perfect, but you, we serve a perfect God, a God of excellence and power, God. A God that says, let there be and there was. Father, continue to show us your ways and teach us your path. God, continue to discipline us and continue to give us the desires of our hearts and desires that you have for us, oh God. Father, let our mind be put on perfect peace, oh God. Let our mind be on you, God. Father, let us move and act and operate in your will, Father. We have no doubt this morning that you do all things according to your promises, oh God. Father, we never be moved by nothing but you, God. Let us be moved by you, oh God. Let us be moved by you, God. Father, you are our everlasting covenant. You are our everlasting promise, oh God. You are our everlasting praise and our everlasting peace. You are our everlasting grace, God, our everlasting glory, and your word is our everlasting word, God. Your word is the beginning and the end. Your word is the first and last, and your word is the Alpha and Omega of our life, oh God. And we thank you for being our everlasting Father. We thank you, Father, from everlasting to everlasting. You are our God, and we love you this morning. We praise you this morning. We lift you up this morning, God. Our hearts desire truth, God. Our hearts desire peace, oh God. You are an everlasting healer, oh God. We cry out the healing of the mind this morning. We cry out the healing of the body this morning, even healing of the soul and spirit, oh God. We reach out to you this morning with your everlasting love and your everlasting grace and your everlasting peace, oh God. For there is none like you, God, and you do all things according to your will, thy purpose, and thy glory, oh God. And we are thankful this morning, God. We are thankful for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon our lives this year, oh God, and all the blessings that you're going to continue to bestow upon our life, oh God. We are thankful this morning, oh God. We thank you for your word that convicts us and influences, oh God, influence our way of thinking, oh God. We thank you for exercising your loving kindness, your judgment, and your righteousness in our life, Father. We're thankful this morning, God. We're not moved by what we see. We're moved by your word and your power this morning, God. Not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. spirit, said the Lord. Father, we move by you this morning. Father, you are the true God, the living God, and the everlasting King. And we lift you up on this morning, and we praise you, God. We thank you for everything that you've done in our life, everything that you're doing in our life, and even everything that we've been through in our life, that we can stand upon you and stand upon your righteous works, oh God. We love you this morning. We praise you and we bless you, Jesus. And we pray for healing this morning. We pray for healing of the body and mind. We pray for healing for those who are just going through in their body with cancer, cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, oh God, anxiety, depression, mental illness, oh God. We pray that you bring healing this morning, your everlasting healing that speaks to illnesses, God, that speak to diseases, oh God. We pray this morning that you speak, God. Speak and bring comfort, God. Let your companionship just love over them, oh God, that's going through mentally and physically and emotionally, oh God. We pray this morning that we move into a new year, God, knowing that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, knowing that you are a Redeemer and you are our Master and our Messiah. God, we pray this morning that we continue to uplift you and you continue to uplift us in your spirit, oh God, as we delight our ways in you, God, as you give us a desire of our heart, God, as you continue, let us read your word and continue to go forth in discipline and desire and delight our ways in you, oh God. Father, you are the truth, God. You are the nourisher of our soul and our spirit, oh God, and we love you this morning. We lift you up this morning. We magnify your name, Wonderful Counselor. We magnify your name, Mighty God. We magnify your name, Prince of Peace. We magnify your name, Messiah. We magnify your name, our Provider. And we magnify your name as our Healer, oh God. We love you, God, and we trust you, God. We love you, God. We love you for who you are. We love you for just covering our children even on this year, oh God. We love you for just covering our health even on this year, oh God. And we love you even moving forward, oh God. God, we pray this morning that you keep us, oh God. Keep our mind even at perfect peace as we go through even in our own life. As we go through in confidence, we share things with you in secret, oh God. We pray that you keep our mind on your perfect peace, oh God. We love you and we bless you this morning. We lift you up this morning, God. For there is none like you, God, and you are holy in all your ways. You are holy in all that you do. Your purity, God, that bless our life, God. It is your purity that continue to speak to us, oh God, that want us to cry out, holy, holy, holy. Purify our hearts, oh God. Purify our hearts, oh God, and keep us on the path of righteousness as we move into this new year, oh God. Father, we pray even for the world on this morning, God. We pray for the heart of the world because we know all things are in your hand this morning, oh God. And we love you and we bless you this morning. We love you as we move forth into a new year, oh God. We love you, God, even for those that's going through, even in the holiday season, dealing with depression, dealing with loneliness, dealing with just loneliness and thoughts of old memories of family members, oh God. We pray this morning that you continue to bring comfort to them, bring peace to them as they deal with in a depressed state, oh God. Let them know that you are with them high and low, oh God. Let them know that you are with them all round about, oh God. Let them know that you are just with them in the midst of their depression. And let them know that you do all things according to your will, oh God. Father, we pray this morning that we continue to lift up our spirit unto you, God. We pray that we continue to cry out to you, God. We pray that we continue to read your word, oh God. Let us continue to read your word and move by your faith, oh God. Move by faith and obedience, even as we go into this year, oh God. Let's let go of things that's ungodly this year, oh God, and move into your will, oh God. Move into your purpose, oh God, and move into the plan that you have for our life, oh God. Father, we trust you on this morning. We lift you up on this morning, and we continue to magnify your name. We continue to cry out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Father, we love you and we praise you. We lift you up, God. We magnify you, God. You are ours and we are yours, God. And as we move into this year, God, let us move into this year with gratefulness. Let us move into this year that you have kept us, God, and you are keeping us, oh God. Let us continue to know that you love us, oh God, and you're there for us. And you're the one when we're all by ourselves. You're in the midst, oh God. We don't know you till we by ourselves, and you show up your love and kindness, and you show us and guide and direct our path, oh God. And we love you for all that you've done in our life and what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we trust you, God. We trust you with everything that we have. We trust you knowing that everything is yours, oh God, and we trust knowing that you don't make mistakes, oh God. We trust you on this morning, oh God, and we love you and we bless your holy name. for there is none like you, God. And as you cover our children, as we go into the end of the year and moving into the year, God, continue to cover them. Continue to cover them as they're away, oh God. Continue to cover them as they're in school, oh God. Continue to cover them and speak to our children, oh God. Let them know that it's you that keeps them, oh God. Speak to our children, oh God. Let them know that it is you that keeps them, oh God. It is you that cover them. It is you that do it for thy name's sake, oh God. Father, we love you. We praise you. We lift you up, Father. We love you and we praise you on this morning. And we pray this morning as we move into the new year, they'll be moved by your might and your power and your spirit. You are our everlasting Father, our everlasting King, and our everlasting glory. And we trust you and we praise you on this morning. And we continue to worship you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Mildred. Y'all praying this morning. Hallelujah. We thank God because this is our season of love and hope and peace and prosperity. That's what it is. It's our season to love and to share. And let's share Christ. That's what we want to do, share Christ this day, this season, the whole season, not just today, not just tomorrow, but we want to share Christ and make sure everyone know that he came, that he was a word that became flesh, and he dwelt among us, and he came that he might die and you know, that we might have life. So we thank God for him. We thank God for sending him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, Merry Christmas to those that have just come in. We thank God this morning for Sister Vicki started us off this morning, and we thank God for her prayer on Prince of Peace, and Sister Mildred on Everlasting Father. Thank you, Lord God. We thank God. He is such a loving and a giving God. And let's keep the same heart and spirit that we may become like him. That when it's time for him to call us up home, we'll be ready. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, y'all, that even though it is Christmas, we're still, well, tomorrow we won't be having a prayer service, but today we're having today for tomorrow. So just remember that as you sit down and have your meal and gather with your family and share gifts and stuff, remember that the work of the Lord still go forth, so continue to lift him up. And also, those of you that have it in your heart to give an offering this morning, you can do so, still do so, by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark, or you can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209, or you can go to the ekchcministries.org, leave your offering, your prayer request, and upload a 1 minute or less GPS guiding people to salvation. We thank God because he is good and he's worthy to be praised. Remember our believers' declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. And as mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Remember, this is his purpose. It's his will and his purpose. It's not about us. It's about him. And we give God glory this morning. Okay, I am going to turn it over to our next prayer lead, who is our own Pastor Terry Buckner. We pray that you're feeling a lot better today. And I'm going to turn it over to you, sir.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for all your prayers. I do feel much, much better. Still taking medicine and stuff, but just feel better and feel love, and you feel the prayers and understanding that prayer is very important, and understanding that your brothers and sisters in Christ are very important to you. I'm reminded of Paul, who when he writes his letters, the epistles, he always thanks the people over in Philippi and Colossians. He thanks them because he knows that he cannot do this journey by himself. And just being grateful and honored to be with the people of God and sharing one another's burdens and praying for one another is so important. Prayers went out this morning. Very good. Very good. Sister Vicki. Oh, yes, that's good. Sister Mildred. Thanking God for all the prayer leads doing a wonderful job and all the prayer hosts. This prayer in the morning is a blessing, truly a blessing. You can reflect on it later on throughout the day and know that it was something may happen and you say, wow, look at God, and know that somebody was calling your name out that morning. Somebody had been praying for you that morning. So that's a wonderful, wonderful blessing in the name of Jesus. I thank God for all of you this morning. I have some people that I need to pray for on my list. Let me get my list together. In the name of Jesus, we pray for all those who are under the weather, who are sick, who are in the hospital, or in nursing facilities, rehab centers. Pray that God's hand would be upon you. We pray for Sage Fisher. Pray for Brother Bernard, Mercedes, all those who have lost loved ones. Cynthia Horton, we're keeping you covered in prayer. Brother Minister Andrea's cousin Derek passing, keeping you covered in prayer, the entire family. Karima Ward, lost her son, of course, keeping them, those in prayer. Because sometimes we pray for them when they pass, and 2-3 weeks later down the road, we thinking they don't need prayer. They still need prayer. They still need a phone call. They still need a touch. It's especially these type of seasons when you miss your loved ones. They may have been gone 20 years, but you miss them because you're used to being gathered with them in the name of Jesus. Mike Alexander, in the passing of his mother, Sister Rachel, the prayer for her I believe it was her stomach. We're praying that that be healed, all that area, there be healed in Jesus' name. Alicia, her son, my God, Sister Pat with the fire, even got old Pastor Terry. Praying, prayer works. I just know prayer works. I'm very confident that the prayers are going out. I'm very confident with what the Bible says, where two or three are gathered, he's in the midst. It's like, God, come on then. He comes into our prayer line. My God, it's beautiful, beautiful. Sheila, John, oh man, it's just a beautiful thing to know that God is with you when you gather together in the settings like this. Just want to read a couple of verses here. In 1 Corinthians, Paul was speaking in 1 Corinthians 12, he talks about the spiritual gifts, but in 13 he talks about love, and love is God. You know, chapter 13, he said, if I could speak all languages of the earth and angels, but didn't love others, I would be only a noisy going or clapping cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy and if I understood all God's secret plans and possessed all the knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything that I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I would boast about it, but I didn't love others, I would have nothing, gain nothing. The Bible says in verse 4, he said, love is patient. When I look at this, love is patient. I take the word love out and put God. God is patient. Love is not jealous. God is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and keeps no record of thee. God doesn't keep a record of your wrongdoing. Verse 7, love never gives up. God never gives up. Love never loses his faith. God never loses his faith. Is always hopeful, endures through every, God endures through every circumstance. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I love this. I love this. I'm going to drop down to verse. Keep going. But love will last forever. Our knowledge is partial and incomplete. And even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. I reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see imperfectly, live puzzling reflections in the mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God knows me completely. These things will last forever, ever. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of all these is love. And thank you, thank you, thank you for healing all those on the prayer list. Thank you for, of course, healing my pastor, Lenora. It's good to hear her verse the other day. And just keeping your hand around her, keeping your love on top of her in the name of Jesus. All those who are connected to the sound of my voice this morning, a special healing and blessing to be upon you. God bless you for this holiday season. You have a time to sit around the table with your family and just share the love of God. Share the love of God with them. If I don't get another toy, book, present, I've gotten everything I ever needed because I have the love of Christ in my heart. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love that never fails, your love that never ends, your love that continues to grow and grow into the hearts and the minds of the believer. We are grateful today, God. We are grateful because it is your love that lifted us this morning. It is your love that kept us last night. It is your love that will take us from level to level. It is your love that will take us from faith to faith. It is your love, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your love is because of your love that we have forgiveness today. It's because of your love we have a new life today. It's because of your love we walk in the newness of your resurrection today in the mighty name of Jesus. We're grateful. We're grateful and we're honored. We're honored for every senior that is on our list. Every older person right now, we ask that you cover them. We ask that you cover them in the precious blood of Jesus. We ask that you pour out your love today in the name of Jesus. All my friends, we ask that you bless them. We ask that you bless them. I got a long list of them, but I pray that all my friends, all those I grew up with, all those I still stay in contact with, I pray a special prayer for them this morning in the name of Jesus. I pray that your love would be spread out abroad in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you. I thank you for all those who I talked to this week. Oh, my God. I pray that I was spreading the good news. I pray that I was spreading that good news in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I pray, Lord, we might reflect back on some good times. We might reflect back on some memories. But most importantly is to share your love. To share your love, because your love never fails. Your love is always good. It's always on time. And just be honored, just honored to be in the presence of you, Lord. Oh, I thank you. I thank you for every child today. Father, all those children, be safe in the schools, even in the homes. My God, no more school shootings in the name of Jesus. I pray that your love would be spread abroad in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those over in the Middle East under war. I pray the war would cease in the name of Jesus. I pray that there'd be no more casualties. Lord, please, please, Lord, let it cease. In the name, I pray that your love be spread everywhere that you go, Lord. Oh, God, I pray. I pray that we continue to forgive one another. Forgive those who have harmed us. Forgive those who have done us wrong in the past. Forgive them and continue to spread love in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that every person that is homeless will find shelter today in the name of Jesus. I pray that they will have a warm blanket. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray that you touch them. I pray this prayer because, God, I know that you can do it. I know that you can do everything but fail. And I pray, Lord, I pray you'll give them a warm meal today. If it's nothing but a cup of soup, I pray, Lord. But I pray your arms and your hand would be around them. Hallelujah. Put a touch on them today, Lord. Lord, I pray that they stay covered. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that they stay covered today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I understand, God, that some have to go through things for a reason, Lord. But I pray that they don't have to go through it long, Lord. I pray that just be patient. I pray that you have patience with them, and I know you will. I thank you for your perfect peace. I thank you for your understanding right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray all these things, and I love everyone, all the body of Christ Assembly, all our co-laborers across the land, all in different cities. I pray for them and their families. I pray love be spread abroad. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And amen. Thank you, people of God. Have a wonderful time with your family members. Thank you. Thank you for, of course, our bishop. Continue to pray for him, his strength. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our daily bread every day. Thank you for this connection. Thank you for this unity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Love you, people of God. Love you all. Love you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Buckner. God bless you. We love you too, and we thank God for you and for your prayer and all the names that you called out this morning in prayer. Well, y'all, we've been on here almost 45 minutes. We thank God for those that have stayed on. We know that this morning, well, this day, a lot of people are busy in their kitchens cooking, and some started, some just now starting, and some haven't started yet, but those are things that we would normally be doing, you know, while we whipping up, listening to the prayer. We thank God that you tuned in and you're on this prayer line with us this morning, celebrating and praying for one another and for those that we see and don't see. We thank God for them. We praise and thank God for Bishop and Pastor Lenore and the great work that they are doing with the ministry. We thank God for them. God bless everyone. I just want to say Merry Christmas to all. And I pray that you all have a wonderful time with your family today. But remember to encourage them about Jesus. Let them know what this is for. Remind them and try to encourage them to turn their life to Christ if they haven't. And if not, let them know he's soon to come. Thank you, Jesus. God has been good to us. And we give praise to him. Hold on. I'm a unmute just for a minute in case anybody want to say anything. You can say it now. Praise God. It's Christmas Eve morning, and we're going to just open it up. If you have anything you want, one part want to say to encourage the people.
I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone this morning and to remember that it's the birth of Christ that we celebrate. He couldn't have died if he had not come. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Clark. Thank you. Okay, we got room for one more. Is it one more? Don't feel
I'd
like
to
you
say put. Merry Christmas to everyone. God bless you all.
Thank you, Mother Buchanan. Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you, Jesus. God bless.
Happy holidays to everyone. God bless you.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you. Huh? I didn't hear who. Oh, I thought they were saying something about Christmas. I thought that was Mr. Erica Grandbaby. Okay,
Sister
y'all.
Tracy's grandbaby.
Huh?
Sister Tracy's grandbaby. Merry Christmas. We love everyone.
Oh, hey, Merry Christmas, sis. Okay. All right, y'all. That was nice. I'm grateful to hear the voices, and especially our senior mothers, Mother Clark and Mother Buchanan. We thank God for you. You just don't know the encouragement that you bring into the body of Christ. We thank you. Okay, God bless you all. I am your last prayer leader, of course. I'm the host. And I give praise and honor to God this morning for waking me up, clothing me in my right mind, and giving me the mind, the will to get up and to press. Hallelujah. Remembering today, what today is. I have a couple of things. I mean, I just want to kind of talk and pray on Jesus and his birth. And the scripture I have this morning is Isaiah 7:14, which says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." This is in Isaiah 7:14, our Old Testament. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. Thank you, Jesus. Now, what came to me this morning to bring into this is 1 Timothy 3:16. Most of us already know that scripture, but I just feel like this is perfect because God was prophesied way back then about Jesus Christ being born and through a virgin and that his name would be and all of that. In 1 Timothy 3:16, it says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, and believed on in the world, and received up in glory." So that prophecy of Jesus coming and being born flesh in the womb of a virgin, yes, thank God that he did that. The word became flesh and it dwelt among us. We thank God, hallelujah, for Jesus. Without him, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have a right to life. Thank you, Lord God. Just remember, we got to be born again. We got to be born, not of water. I mean, not of flesh, but of water and of spirit. Thank you, Jesus. So let's celebrate Jesus today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. At this time, let us pray. Father, Father God, we come before you this morning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, O God, for letting us know, Lord, that we, a long, long time ago, that we have a Savior that was going to be born, that was going to die for us and take on all of our sins, O God. We thank you, Lord God, because during this season is a holy time. Hallelujah. Many people may be down in their spirit. They may not feel encouraged this morning, but Lord, we asking you to encourage them. This time for some is kind of heavy because they have lost loved ones, Lord God, and they didn't just lose them any other time. Some lost them right during this time, Lord God, and they need a little extra love and encouragement. Father God, we know, Lord, that you know you have been touched on all points, and that you know, Lord, and you feel our pains and our sorrows. Lord, we asking you today, Lord, that you may encourage them, that you may wrap your arms about them, Lord God, that you may lift up the hung down heads and strengthen the weak knees, Lord God. Reach out and touch those, Lord God, that are in pain, Father God, those that are sick and afflicted, Lord. Lord God, we know that you're able to do all things, Lord. For we are your people, Lord. You are the sheep, the pastor, Lord God. You are the head, the shepherd of the pastor, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus, for watching over us, for guiding us and steering us, Lord God, for protecting us, Lord God, keeping all hurt, harm, and danger away from us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord God, for bringing us this far in our life. We thank you, O God, for bringing us, Lord, to this point in time in this season, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, as we go through, Lord God, celebrating today with our families and our friends, Father, we ask that you may look upon those, Lord, that may be less fortunate. Lord God, you said the poor we will have with us always. But, Lord God, we ask you to touch them in a special way, Lord, during this season. Lift them up, strengthen them. Send a blessing their way, Lord God. Put a meal before them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bring warmth and clothing and shoes to them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody can't pay their bill today, Lord. Lord God, but I'm asking you, Jesus, to work, Lord God. Do a miracle. Do something, Lord God, that man can't do. Lord God, hallelujah. Somebody need that supernatural blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody got some news, Lord God, that's hard to handle. But, Lord God, I ask you, Lord, let your spirit move, Lord God, within their life. Let it move, oh God, within their home, Lord God, within their mind, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in their heart, Jesus. Opening up doors that no man can close, Lord, and shutting doors that no man can open. We come before you today, Lord, lifting up all of our loved ones, those that are near and far, those that have gone astray, Lord, and those that never known you. We bring them before you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for being born, Lord God. We thank you for coming down, Lord God, and becoming flesh, Lord God, and being born out of the virgin, Lord God. Hallelujah. For fulfilling the scriptures, Lord. That we may have right, Lord God, to life. That we may have right, Lord God, to be forgiven, Lord God. Lord, we don't know what we would do without you, Lord God. But we are so grateful, Jesus, that you thought of us, Lord God, that you care for us so much, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, that you may touch every heart today. That you may put love deep down on the inside and help them to spread that love everywhere we go. Praying and lifting up each and every person on the line and praying and lifting up every face that come into their minds and their hearts and praying and lifting up, Lord God, every saved and unsaved member. Praying and lifting up, Lord, those in the hospitals and the nursing homes and in prisons, Lord God, and those in foster homes and homeless shelters, oh God, and those, Lord God, wherever they may be in whatever situation they may be in, Lord God, I'm asking you, Jesus, to touch them in a special way, Lord. Lift them up, Jesus. Let your love shed abroad, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. Help us, oh God, to continue to tell others, Lord God, about you and that you are soon to come, Lord God. We don't take it lightly, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, our Savior has been born. Hallelujah, we lift you up, Lord God. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord God. You have blessed us in ways, oh God. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. You've been the answer to our prayers, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for making ways out of no ways, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, for taking care of things, Jesus, that would normally be having us weighed down, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for touching every joint. Oh, hallelujah, every muscle, every vein, Lord God, every artery, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, every organ, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us, Lord God, with food on our table, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and giving us the strength, Lord, to prepare. Oh, hallelujah, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, for touching us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lifting up every hung down head today. We thank you, Jesus, for your word, Lord. Hallelujah, that you have placed in our heart, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the joy, Lord God, and the strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we lift you up today. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for this season, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We lift you up, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, for the many blessings, Lord God, that you have given us. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus, for being the love of our life, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, for showing us just what we are to do and how to do it, Lord God. You are the greatest example, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, oh God. Glory be to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And peace to all, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the wonderful, matchless name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas.
Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. God bless you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, now I am going to dismiss you all.
Yes.
Praying for one another, keeping each other in our heart, and remembering that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Yes.
Amen. I thought I heard somebody say something. I was going to give them opportunity for. Okay. Anyway, be encouraged, love on one another, and take care of yourself. God bless you, Pastor Lenore. We continue praying for you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you. All right. God bless everyone. Have a beautiful Christmas. Bishop is coming on right now on Daily Bread. Go and enjoy yourself.